Metro Rapid is a new service that Heart is providing, and next Tuesday, May 28th to June 7th, we're going to be offering this new service for free. That way people can get, you know, our residents and patrons can get used to the new service. So it runs north of Nebraska and east of Fletcher, and it basically is Route 2. There's Route 2 will still continue, but it'll ride half an hour. And Metro Rapid from our Marion Transit Center to University Area Transit Center is 15 minutes. And then from University Area Transit Center to Hidden River Regional Park and Ride, it's going to be 30 minutes. So basically, it's a new service that's faster. That stretch is, that corridor is 17.5 miles, and it's in less than an hour. And basically, we also have a new GPS system that basically extends green lights and shortens red lights so people can get to the destination faster.
Are there fewer stops as well? Is it kind of like an express service?
Yes, it's kind of like the BRT express service, and there's fewer stops. And that's why people can get to their, you know, destinations faster and quicker.
What are the hours that it's going to operate?
Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Is it possible that it might expand later than 8? Because most of your buses run later than 8.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's just, we were just starting off. And so we have to see how everything works out. And there's like a transition period. But for now, it's 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. But there's always the possibility that we will extend it. And then this route, north-south corridor, is just one of six that, you know, we have for Metro Rapid. And hopefully everything works out with this. And then we can implement other ones, of course, with funding and everything. But yeah.
I've seen, and I'm sure some of our listeners have seen, these Metro Rapid stops around town. So you're going with a different branding than the normal bus stops. There's also landscaping and so forth. Tell us a bit about these bus stops.
Well, the new bus shelters are, there's three different sizes. There's a smaller size, which is a size A. And that actually, there's one across the county center. That would be an A. There's B, which is a little bit bigger than that, and C, which is our bigger ones that have our TVMs, which is the ticket vending machines, where people can purchase their tickets before getting on the bus, which again will make the transition faster. But they're very distinctive and futuristic and modern looking.
You've already mentioned the red light changes that are going to happen, so that'll help the buses go through traffic faster.
The transit single priority. Mm-hmm.
So people who are in cars will also be able to go faster. Am I wrong?
Oh, here's a little trick. If you're behind one of those Metro Rapid buses, there's a likelihood that you'll be able to get to your destination faster as well, because, you know, the, like I said, the TSP, or transit signal priority, it does extend green lights and shortens red lights. That way, you know, where it improves, you know, getting to point A to point B 15% faster.
One of the things that they were talking about when they were developing this Metro Rapid system is eventually putting Wi-Fi hotspots on the buses so that commuters can use Wi-Fi. I understand that that's not in place yet, but is it something that you're working on?
Yeah, we're looking at different cost-effective options. You know, when we were looking at it initially, that was something that we did want to do, but, you know, I mean, that's costly. And so just to make everything, you know, happen, we'll be exploring that, and we have been, you know, different cost-effective ways to implement that.
And finally, since Tuesday, May 28th is the first day of Metro Rapid, do you anticipate that people should get there early because there might be a high demand? Or what do you expect about the demand next week?
To help alleviate that, we have set out to, starting tomorrow, we're going to have the Heart Street team, and they're going to be placed in strategic areas like, you know, University Area Transit Center, Marion Transit Center, and areas along the corridor where, you know, a lot of patrons get on and off the bus. And so they'll be there to help people and educate them and make this process a little bit easier and less painful. And I mean, it's always a good idea to get there a little bit earlier just so there's no, you know, misunderstanding or confusion. But we will have street teams in place starting tomorrow and all through the next 2 weeks to be able to help people and answer people's questions.
Those are my only questions. Is there anything else that our listeners should know?
Well, like I said, this is a new service that we're offering to the community, and it's because of Hillsborough County that this was able to happen. I mean, it was funding through Hillsborough County, and that we just want to be able to give back and be a, you know, a partner. We are a partner in the community, and we just want to be able to provide a service to help people get to their different destinations.